All right.
Let's see, next patient we're going to do is going to be Keith, K-E-I-T-H-H-O-S-T-O-N. Date of birth for this gentleman is 10/21/47. 12/13. He's a 78-year-old gentleman, originally from Illinois. He was a lab tech, never been smoker, never been a drinker. Lives in a government subsidized housing in Houston, Texas. Period. New paragraph. He has been very confused. People at the center have noticed that he's having issues with confusion, getting lost. His friends asked him today what is wrong with him. I told them I'm not at the liberty of discussing that with his friends. He's confused, he's forgetful. His apartment, which is one room, is quite cluttered up. I asked him for his medication. He was looking under the sink for his medication. Apparently, he hasn't been taking any medication. His friends tell him that he hasn't seen a doctor for a month's period. He lives in a very cluttered apartment. He's paranoid. He thinks that the staff are stealing his medication, period. Some of the records obtained from his records, he's had, some of the history has been obtained from his previous records. He's had surgery. He's had back surgery, foot surgery, allergy, none. No history of cancer. Hospitalization was a few years ago. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. As far as his medication, none could be located in the apartment. Patient is in desperate need of provider services. Patient's blood pressure was 190 over 110. This was this will be reported to the hospice medical director as far as getting patients started on some sort of blood pressure medication before he ends up with a stroke. O2 sat 97%, pulse 81. The staff tells me even though he's very forgetful, he can still play the piano if he sat at the piano. Otherwise, he cannot find the piano. He has decreased appetite. He has confusion. He's had bowel and bladder incontinence at meals, which is embarrassing, and the staff are having a hard time with. He has difficulty with mentation, and his condition changed to the point that they asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved since he's no longer able to go back and forth to his doctor. Once again, O2 sat 97%, pulse 81, respirations 18, blood pressure 190 over 110, heart positive, swan positive, restored lungs, fever, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal with vision, neurological non-focal. Patient has definitely protein, calorie, malnutrition, and evidence of weight loss. He states he's lost at least 20 to 30 pounds, period. And at the end, in summary, assessment, 78-year-old gentleman with a history of senile degeneration of the brain. Patient is only oriented to person. He doesn't know what year it is and doesn't know where he is. He just knows that the staff are stealing his medication, period. He cannot find his medication. He's looking in the most unusual places, i.e. under the sink and around the stove for his medication. It's obvious that he hasn't been taking his medication. This is an emergency with his blood pressure being so elevated. He needs to have evaluation by a hospice nurse and start on medication right away, period. He has no lateralizing symptom, period. He has no headache, no acute neurological deficit, period. Most likely his blood pressure has been elevated for some time, period. Bouts of bowel and bladder incontinence and ADL needs. He is in desperate need of provider services, period. He's lost weight. He has decreased appetite. He states he needs to be oriented to his room over and over per staff because he gets confused very easily. Period. He also gets short of breath with walking, has to stop at to catch his breath, period. His FAST score at this time is at 6D, as in David. He meets the criteria for end-of-life neurodegenerative disorder, along with hypertension and blood pressure out of control, non-compliance, and other findings consistent with end-stage neurodegenerative disorder and is appropriate for hospice admission at this time per medical director's decision. Thank you.